It is the Friday show. Kev Walsh, Tezza Simakulwa and Chris Barber. It's a tough one because we're recording prior to the Thursday games. We've just decided to put it here because Liverpool manager is doing his press conference at 9:45 tomorrow morning, which just frankly just creates a logjam for everybody. But, you know, he's his own man. He gets to do what he wants. We've got Rich Hobbs and Tom Fahy to come. As I say, we've got Tezza and we've got Kev, but we've got Chris Barber. We'll go all the way to the end because the Tuesday night game is part of what gets called this game week in amongst this one. So it's when Chelsea face Arsenal. It almost feels cruel having Barbs on.
It is cruel.
Can there be an intervention for Lampard? Can there be an intervention for you? Do you genuinely think, I want to ask you a straight question.
There's no other, yeah.
Straight down the line. Honestly, do you think you'd have got a better managerial record, literally you personally, than Lampard out of his last 19 games? Like, Chris Barber just turns up
and all these
lads go, who the fuck is this fella managing us? And you've got to go through that process. You've got to explain who you are to them. Do you think you'd have got more points than Lampard?
Yeah, because he's using the sort of 2007 memory of Frank Lampard to kind of manage here, isn't he? Like, I mean, we're demonstrably worse. Everton got demonstrably worse. Like, I feel for the bloke because he's obviously lost 5 on the bounce. He's not scored. He's going to lose again on Tuesday. Local elections on Thursday. He's not going to enjoy them. So, I genuinely get to the point when you think, oh, Matt Frank, just you and Christine Blakely, just don't worry about it. Just go and enjoy. You've done the hard work.
He's got a lot of money in the bank, is the thing I'd say. I mean, maybe he hasn't, and you know, the whole thing's been a Ponzi scheme, but surely he's got a lot of money in the bank.
Herbert Lampard.
Yeah.
Is that liable?
I don't know. We'll be all right. I'm very, like, genuinely.
Yeah.
Because it's very rare, I think. I think people often do stuff like, oh, I could do that. Like when, for instance, men think that they could return serves from Serena Williams and all that bullshit. Absolute nonsense. But with the Lampard thing, the way in which it's gone, I think it is legitimately valid to say, for anyone you ever meet who talks about football in any capacity, do you think you could have got better results than Frank Lampard?
Yeah, I had a mate who used to tell me his right foot was better than Antonio Venance's left foot because he didn't use it. And he genuinely meant it, and you think you're a tit. But if someone had said to me, I wouldn't play Conor Gallagher as the little man, big man with goth Kai Havertz, then that's better, isn't it? That's better. And the big plan against Real Madrid was effectively, let's pretend I'm Jose Mourinho and we have the capabilities to kill this game for half an hour and then go and kill them for 30 minutes. Kill this game for an hour and then kill them for 30 minutes. And it just didn't. It's just wet, isn't it? It's really wet. And, like, you know, we literally scored an own goal last night, and that's our first goal off us in ages.
My favourite stats about last night was Brentford won 2-0 with one shot on target.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And that's the state of things at the minute. And you think, I mean, you sound a bit like the sort of thing Ant Middleton would have tattooed. But, like, I heard something the other day, and it was basically weak leaders like weak people near them.